Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. The Middle East is in turmoil again, but this time it could be a little bit different, especially because of the role Turkey is playing. The latest round of atrocity started with an Israeli attack on a school in Gaza on or about July 27. Israel says the attack killed Hamas terrorists, and I quote, who were hiding and operating from the compound. And then they added that the targeted location was used for weapons storage. And this sounds very reasonable and very true. However, in response, Irish Prime Minister Simon Harris referred to Israel's latest school strike as, and I quote, a further demonstration of brutal, unconscionable violence. Targeting an area populated with displaced families is inhumane and despicable, he said. Then, on or about July 27, the same day, an Hezbollah rocket strike from Lebanon on a soccer field in northern Israel killed 12 children and teens. I didn't hear Irish Prime Minister Simon Harris make equally strong statements in that regard. Israel declared that they would retaliate. And so on July 30, Israel's fighter jets killed a top Hezbollah commander in Beirut. And on July 31, the next day, a top Hamas leader was assassinated, apparently by a bomb that was smuggled into the Tehran guest house. The bomb detonated remotely. And while Tehran and Hamas have blamed Israel for that assassination, the Jewish state has remained silent in this regard. But on August 1, Iran's so-called supreme leader has called for a direct attack on Israel. And many countries have urged their citizens to leave Lebanon in anticipation of a possible war between Israel and Hezbollah. Also on Thursday, August 1, an interesting meeting took place between Iran's supreme leader and other Iranian officials and representatives from Lebanon, Iraq, Yemen, and terror groups Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad to discuss retaliation against Israel. In response, Israel declared that they do not want an outright war, but they are prepared for it and would strike back with force and power. So, are we going to observe soon an outright war between Israel on the one hand and Iran, Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis and other terrorist groups on the other hand? Enters Turkey's President Erdogan. On August 2, Turkey held a day of national mourning for the assassination and martyrdom of the leading Hamas terrorists, whom Erdogan called his friend, his close friend. Erdogan had called Hamas resistance fighters, and so on August 2, all access to Instagram was blocked. Already on July 28, Erdogan had threatened to invade Israel in support of the Palestinians. Are these just idle words? Is this idle talk? Now let us remember, under Erdogan, Turkey sent troops into Syria in 2016 to allegedly end the rule of the tyrant Assad, but in reality, he attacked US-allied Kurdish groups. Erdogan also announced an invasion of Libya in 2020, and then he followed through with it. The Turkish Foreign Ministry supported Erdogan's remarks regarding an invasion of Israel with a statement later that day, July 28, comparing Israel to Nazi Germany, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to Adolf Hitler, and earlier Erdogan had called Netanyahu a butcher, a war criminal, and he referred to Israel as a terror state, all nice words, nice in quotes, to justify an invasion. Turkey is widely credited with committing the first genocide in modern history of Armenians, Greeks, Assyrians, other Christians, and non-Turkish people within the territory that ultimately became the Republic of Turkey. Led by the Young Turks, the killers exterminated 1.5 million Armenians out of an estimated global population of 2 million. The Turkish government and Erdogan personally continue to deny the 1915 genocide to this day. It's illegal to refer to the Armenian genocide as a genocide in Turkey. Now, the only NATO member so far to condemn Erdogan's comments about an invasion of Israel was the Netherlands. The right-wing Prime Minister Geert Wilders tweeted, "This guy is totally nuts. Turkey should be kicked out of NATO." However, NATO is too timid to do anything about Erdogan. After all, Turkey has NATO's second largest military. Since October, after the terrorist attack of Hamas on Israel's civilians, and of course taking all these hostages, Turkey blocked all cooperation between NATO and Israel. In May, Turkey ceased all exports and imports to and from Israel. For German federal president Frank-Walter Steinmeier, Erdogan's conduct is no reason to not refer to him anymore as a valuable friend, in German, werter Freund. He still calls him a valuable friend, in spite of all the things Erdogan has been saying and doing. The Bible prophesies that Turkey will support Europe under Germany's leadership in a military attack on Israel. We know from the Bible that Turkey will act extremely violently towards Israel. You see, the Bible identifies Turkey as biblical Edom, or Esau, the brother of Jacob. We have prepared a free booklet, Middle Eastern and African Nations in Bible Prophecy. And in this booklet, we have a lot to say about modern Turkey. We show that Psalm 83 states that there will be an alliance, a confederation, formed between some Arab nations and Turkey and Europe against the state of Israel, with the goal to cut off Israel so that, and I quote, "the name of Israel may be remembered no more." And we are also told that Turkey will act in a most terrible way towards Israel. Let me briefly quote from our booklets, and we say the following. In fact, we read in Obadiah, verses 11 to 14, that Edom was as one of them who carried captive the forces of Israel, and who gazed on or gloated over the day of his brother's calamity in the day of his captivity. That Edom rejoiced over the children of Judah in the day of their destruction, and that they entered the gate of God's people in the day of their calamity and laid hands on their substance. We even read that Edom stood at the crossroads to cut off those among them who escaped and delivered those who were remaining in the day of distress, or as some translations have it, at the time of the great tribulation. We show also in this booklet that Edom's conduct during that time will be a major reason why God will pour out his wrath over Edom to destroy it. Yes, modern Turkey will be destroyed by God. What we are seeing right now in the Middle East will lead to the fulfillment of biblical prophecy for our time. So please ask for a free copy of our booklet on Middle Eastern and African Nations and Bible Prophecy. And thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.